Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, April the 25th, 1930, Roy Edwin Marshall was born at Farmer's Plantation, St. Thomas, the second son of a plantation manager and his wife. The little baby boy was destined to become one of Barbados's finest ever opening batsmen. Roy Marshall attended the Lodge School as a boarder, where he quickly showed an immense appetite for batting and for scoring runs. In the 1940s, while Combermere and Harrison College boasted of Frank Worrell and Clyde Walcott, respectively, Roy Marshall was the Lodge School's great cricket star. He had all the attributes of a great opening batsman, including outstanding footwork and a stunning array of strokes, excelling at drives, pulls, cuts and glances, delivered with both confidence and power. He had an impeccable technique for playing fast bowling, although he was equally adept against spin. For Barbados, Marshall's personal record was quite exceptional. In 8 games, he scored 695 runs, averaging 57.91. When he made his debut against Trinidad at Port of Spain in January 1946, he was just 15 years and 276 days old. He therefore remains the youngest player ever to represent Barbados in a cricket match. Marshall's 191 against British Guyana in 1950 is still considered one of the greatest innings ever played at Kensington Oval. Marshall was a member of the victorious West Indies touring team to England in 1950, but unfortunately for him, the settled opening pair of Alan Ray and Geoffrey Stolmeyer kept him out of the Test team. In 1951, he was again selected for the touring team, and this time played in 4 tests. He might have become a fixture in the West Indies Test team of the 1950s and 60s, had he not decided to emigrate to England while at his peak as a batsman. He played for Hampshire County Cricket for some 20 years, between 1953 and 1972, and he helped that county to its very first championship in 1961. Roy Marshall ended his career with 35,725 runs at an average of 35.94 in first-class cricket. He was the first West Indian to achieve more than 50 centuries and ended his career with 68, most of which were scored in England. He was one of the first to introduce the world to the explosive and pugnacious batting that would become the signature style of West Indies cricket. Born on this day, 25th of April 1930, Roy Marshall died on the 27th of October 1992 at the age of 62.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.